Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's said that among the most vivid windows on the realities of war is not necessarily on the battlefield, but to the rear of the front lines in the field hospitals and medical facilities that treat the wounded, save the dying if they are lucky. Dr. Catherine Mullally, an anesthesiologist with Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, had such a view of the bloody transition in Libya from the Gaddafi regime to what is now emerging. Mullally was working in Qasr Ahmed Hospital in Misrata, Libya, the day Muammar Gaddafi was captured and killed. She's just returned from a six-week assignment there with Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and she joins us now to share what she saw in the days after Gaddafi's death. Catherine Mullally, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Dr. Ure, in our studios at our partner WGBH in Boston, what's it like to be home, and describe what it is that you saw?
It's tremendous to be home. It is a change to go from a secure environment in Misrata, Libya, to sort of a cosmopolitan place like New York and Boston, and to have the time now to reflect on that time in Misrata. I think what's interesting is when you're there, you're like a sponge. You sort of mop up all of these images that sort of come in, these experiences that you have, and coming home is when you have the opportunity to actually sit down and think those things through. So it's a wonderful time to be home and actually reflect on the experience of the last 6 weeks.
Introduce me to one of your medical colleagues, perhaps a Libyan, who worked side by side with you as you were treating the wounded and attempting to figure out what was going on inside the country.
There are a number who come to mind. In terms of one who I can think about very clearly, Dr. Ali J. Dr. Ali J. is a just finished his internship. He is interested in plastic surgery. The medical infrastructure of Libya, he was assigned to the Central Hospital of Misrata in terms of his training program. And during the fall of Misrata earlier this year, that hospital was bombed and was not made non-functional. And so his program was thrown up in the air. And what happened from there is that there was a complete redistribution of need and resources around the hospitals in Misrata. So he then found himself working at one of the hospitals, the main trauma hospital called the Polyclinic. He as well found himself going to the front line. So he would go to an area just 50 kilometers west of the Sirte front line, so-called Gate 50, to see and treat patients. And then he would also spend time at Qasr Ahmed Hospital with MSF, or Doctors Without Borders. So you can imagine that in January, this sort of junior doctor was working at a central hospital in Misrata. And within a period of 6 to 8 months, he found himself in a situation treating trauma war wounded that he had never experienced before.
Unbelievable. We're talking
and
with
he
Kathleen.
Was exposed to...
Let me just remind people who we're speaking with. Catherine Mullally is Massachusetts General Hospital anesthesiologist, was working at that Qasr Ahmed Hospital in Misrata, Libya, the day that Gaddafi was captured and killed. She's just back in Boston. So he went from plastic surgery to basically dealing with survival injuries. The entire nation became an ER.
Absolutely. The entire hospital medical infrastructure of Misrata or Benghazi or Tripoli changed. What were private hospitals became public. Public hospitals became trauma hospitals. Chronic illnesses were put on the back burner. And the Libyan physicians themselves then created, for example, a field hospital west of Sirte and staffed that on their own. The other interesting part of the story is that many Libyans who were overseas, the diaspora physicians in Libya, actually returned to Libya during the war to be able to treat their patients. But for Dr. Ali J., this was the first time that he had ever had contact with physicians outside of Libya. And so hearing him talk about that experience was really quite remarkable.
Having some experience with MSF outposts in conflict zones around the world, I suspect being an anesthesiologist sometimes can be frustrating because that's exactly the kind of material that you run short of, the anesthesia for surgeries, et cetera. How are you supplied?
Very well supplied. One of the interesting things about MSF, I was really pleasantly surprised. I remember before I left Boston, I sat down with my iPad and sort of mapped out, okay, what will I need? What would this look like? If I need blood, where is that going to come from? If I need these investigations? Because the specialty of anesthesia doesn't spin. You cannot sort of make things up. You need to have a plan in place. And I was incredibly surprised by the amount of organization and thought and preparation and planning and expertise that MSF brought to the field. So the supplies that were there at Kasser Ahmed Hospital were pre-deposited by MSF, there was sort of a supply chain for the equipment needed there. Mm.
What is your chief concern about the health needs of Libya going forward as the next months and years unfold?
I think that in terms of what is needed is probably not what people intuitively think is needed. The pathophysiology of this conflict was very different from sort of other conflicts. This was not a resource-poor setting necessarily. There were hospitals in place in Libya, obviously, before the conflict. But interestingly enough, when you speak to the physicians there, they talk about something called the Tunisian complex. So patients in Libya were evacuated to Tunisia or to Jordan or to Turkey or Germany, Italy, other places for definitive medical care even before the conflict. So there was a general distrust of the medical system in Libya. That said, there are resources there. And so I think that there is a huge opportunity now to sort of fill those gaps.
So literally part of the nation building in Libya will be people learning to trust the medical establishment they've always distrusted.
I think that will be that the expertise in terms of education, medical education, care of the patients is going to be important.
And do you think you'll return to Libya?
I haven't thought that far yet, but certainly
yeah,
just home,
yeah.
And we'll have to give some time to that.
What's the aspect of medical care in the United States that you find most welcome returning to a situation that's definitely not Misrata?
I think the team discipline. I think that when you have institutions like Mass General, Harvard, that are organized, have so many areas of excellence and expertise, that's when you see true magic of caring for patients.
Catherine Mullally, doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital, anesthesiologist, was working in Kasser Ahmed Hospital in Misrata, Libya, the day Muammar Gaddafi was captured and killed. Her observations and window on the conflict there she's been sharing with us. Doctor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
She joined us from our studios at WGBH Boston, our partner up there in Boston, and she was a doctor for Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF.